December 3rd, 1906. The sweetness and the peace of the soul. Since Blessed Jesus was not coming, I felt such bitterness. Not only this, but a sort of hitch within my interior, such as to make me almost restless. Oh God, what pain! All other pains compared to this are nothing but shadows, or rather, refreshment. Your privation alone can be given the name of pain. Now, while I was fidgeting, he came out in passing from within my interior, and he said to me, "What is the matter with you? Calm yourself, calm yourself. Here I am, not only with you, but in you." And then, "I do not want this restless heart. Everything in you must be sweetness and peace, in such a way that it may be said of you that which is said about me, that nothing but milk and honey flows within me, symbolizing sweetness with honey and peace with milk. I am so filled and soaked with them that they pour out from my eyes, from my mouth, and from all of my works. And if you're not likewise, I feel dishonored by you, because while the one who is all peace and sweetness dwells within you, you do not honor me by showing even the slightest shadow of a resentful and restless heart. I love this sweetness and peace so much that even if it were about something great concerning my honor and glory, I do not want, I never approve, resentful, violent, fiery manners, but rather sweet and peaceful manners. In fact, sweetness alone is that which binds hearts like a chain, in such a way that they cannot unbind themselves. It is like pitch that sticks to them, and they cannot free themselves, and are forced to say, 'In this soul, there is the finger of God, so we cannot act otherwise.' And then, if I do not like a resentful manner, not even creatures will like it. If one speaks about or deals with things, even of God, with manners that are not sweet and peaceful, it is a sign that he does not have his passions in order. And one who does not keep himself in order cannot order others. Therefore, be careful with anything which is not sweetness and peace, if you do not want to dishonor me."